Strikes, warnings, and a pattern in the sky over Syria. U.S. forces resumed strikes against Iranian targets on Tuesday, ending what diplomats had cautiously described as a lull of roughly a month. Within hours, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a pointed warning: any Iranian attack on Israel would be one of their last decisions. The phrasing, analysts noted, was calibrated rather than rhetorical, a message directed at Tehran's leadership and whatever back-channel conversations are currently underway. President Trump added another layer of ambiguity, separately stating that the U.S. campaign against Iran won't last long, language that could signal either an imminent end to the strikes or a confident expectation that Iran will capitulate quickly. Those are vastly different scenarios with different regional consequences. The strikes fit a graduated pressure framework: hit specific targets, pause to allow diplomacy, resume if demands go unmet. Iran's calculus remains complex. Years of sanctions have battered its economy, proxy forces in Lebanon and Syria have been degraded, and yet supreme leadership faces intense domestic pressure to demonstrate strength, the precise condition that makes miscalculation most likely. A separate but related story emerged from satellite analysis by investigative outlet Misbar, which found a consistent pattern of Israeli airstrikes on Syrian airbases occurring shortly after Turkish military visits or rehabilitation work at those same facilities. From Israel's strategic standpoint, the logic is coherent. Turkey under Erdogan has been systematically building military influence in post-Assad Syria, and Israel views any enhanced military infrastructure there as a potential threat vector regardless of who built it. The risk is that hitting Turkish rehabilitated facilities introduces a new friction point between Jerusalem and Ankara, and Turkey remains a NATO member. So far, the Israelis appear to be striking after Turkish forces depart, but that margin is narrower than it looks. The thread connecting the Iran strikes, Netanyahu's warnings, and the Syria targeting pattern is a period in which multiple regional actors are simultaneously probing limits. When several parties test boundaries at once, the probability of a miscalculation none of them wanted rises substantially.